Regina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Regina J, good afternoon to you. And there was a lot of TV watching by you last night. I watched the Celtics-Cavaliers game, but you were watching Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and Miss USA. What's going on?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, the figure skater, 28-year-old figure skater from Pennsylvania, wins the Athletic Dancing with the Stars. So congratulations to old Adam.
American Idol dragged on for 2 hours yesterday.
Of course it did.
Oh, my God. All they had to do was crown the winner, but we had to sit there 2 hours.
No, they had to drag it out. They got to sell commercials.
Now, Maddie Poppy won last night, and we found out that she's dating the runner-up, Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
They're an item right now. She's pretty talented. She plays guitar, piano, and the ukulele, of all things.
Gabby and Kate are also a couple, too. I had heard that people were hooking up in the house before.
Well, there you go.
I guess so.
Being young is fun, man. I used to hook up. once or twice a year.
Yeah, oh, that's it. Okay. Miss USA pageant, that happened last night, too. Miss Nebraska won.
Sarah Rose Summers is the representing the United States now in the Miss Universe pageant. She'll be the Miss USA title holder for the next year. She's 23 and has 2 degrees from Texas Christian University. Very attractive young lady and very smart, and she's going places.
And I got to see 98 Degrees perform.
Well, there you go.
That was my highlight of the night. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, well, they've delayed their honeymoon, and they made their first official appearance at Prince Charles' 70th birthday kickoff event.
And it looks like they were having a good time, a little laughing between the new couple. And
Prince Charles doesn't turn 70 until November, and they've kicked it off already 6 months prior.
Well, it's like when a professional athlete says he's going to retire. They have like a 6-month celebration.
I know. That's way too long. Oh, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to be visiting her father while he's recovering from heart surgery.
Well, that's nice to hear. Nice effort by them.
I saw the first photo. You know how he's recovering?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was in the drive-thru line of a Starbucks getting a Frappuccino with whipped cream on it.
Well, there you go. A little sugar, a little dairy. It's good for the heart.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
He just had heart surgery and a heart attack. Hello?
Maybe a little water would be a better choice.
I think so. Nick Jonas sent a flirty message to Jenna Dewan on social media. So
wasn't Nick out on a date with Bebe Rexha?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They were out for dinner last night, but they were both on American Idol. So is it just friends? Or
yeah, they might have just went out for dinner, but, you know, the paparazzi will make it into a dating kind of deal.
There is a couple, though, that's definitely dating. Ariana Grande. She moved on quick from Mac Miller. She's dating Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson.
Yeah, they're both the same age. They both just got out of relationships. It's casual right now, but they're going to have a little fun for a while.
Oh, and we've got another celebrity breakup. No surprise. Jersey Shore, Ronnie and his girlfriend have broken up again. John Cena and Nikki Bella. People are saying they're basically back together again. And then The Bachelorette. Don't forget, that's going to start on Monday. And they're saying that Becca is engaged. For more celebrity gossip, you can check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.